Proclamation number 8175 of 12th of May, 1962. Truth of the End Prophecies. If I repeatedly inform you of what lies ahead of you, if I constantly point out to you the time of tribulation, if I predict a great judgment which will be followed by the end of this earth shortly afterwards, then you can accept this announcement of mine as truth, for I only repeat what has always already been predicted about the end of this earth, and I now only inform you that all these events are imminent, that the time has come when all my prophecies will come true, to the sorrow of all those who do not believe. You should not approach the future without being warned, and you should know that the futura, into which you transfer the end, will soon have become the present. And you should reckon with the fact that you will be surprised, that you will not have much time left, and that I will therefore send you these announcements time and again, because I don't want you to experience everything that is to come unprepared, because I don't want to leave you in ignorance of the time in which you live. I know that all my announcements through seers and prophets will find little faith. I know that people will ridicule all messengers, that they will accuse them of being false prophets. Yet not long time will pass and they will be able to convince themselves of the truth of what my prophets proclaim to people on my behalf. It has never been believed when great changes occurred on earth, when the redemption period came to an end and a new one began again. And then it was always only a few who believed my messengers and who therefore were also saved. But the knowledge of past all-changing events is also hidden from people. The times are endlessly long until such an earthly change happens again. And that is why people have no evidence and now also consider an end of the old form of this earth to be impossible. And yet you humans are close to it, for I know when a transformation is necessary. I know when people have reached the spiritual lower which necessitates such a transformation. Yet I can do nothing other than send you information about it, which you can then accept or reject, because you have to live in complete freedom of will until the end, and even certain knowledge would not be beneficial for your salvation. But you should think about the fact that I do not send you these announcements without reason. And you should always remember that your God and Creator is a God of love, and that everything that happens is also based on my love. For this reason I also impart knowledge to you through my revelations, which should open up your understanding for my plan of salvation, and then you would also believe that the time is fulfilled, that one day the order has to be established again into which all people shall enter in order to mature spiritually, and that the possibility of upward development must also be created for the spiritual substances which are still bound in solid matter, for all spiritual substances shall one day reach perfection, and I alone know how this is possible and when the right time has come for everything to be redirected again. And I keep the time as it is determined in my plan of salvation from eternity. Amen.